Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and we thank you for thinking about us tonight and wanting to be on this broadcast. Praise the Lord. At this time, we will be playing a pre-recorded tape, so we invite you to continue to listen in. God bless you. Enjoy the Word of God.
We thank God for having you with us tonight, Evangelist May Edmond, and we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. We are happy for what the Lord is doing. He's doing great things for us, whereof we are glad about it, and we want to lift up his name and praise him tonight, for he is worthy of all the praise. We are looking to tune in and listen in. And at this time, this part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who will lead us in an opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us bring our minds in and let us open our hearts to cry out to the Lord, to talk to him from our hearts. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you, God, for your grace toward us. We thank you for another opportunity to come before you. Oh, God, we come as humble as we know how. Lord, asking you to look down upon us right now while we're praying this prayer. Lord, search our hearts, oh, God, and whatever you're not pleased with, please be merciful unto us and forgive us, Lord. Get it away from us, oh, God. Take it out with the root. Lord, we're asking you to cover us under your blood. Yes, God, wash us and clean us up on the inside and on the outside. We yes. want to be used by you, Lord. We want you to have your way.
Hallelujah.
And take the role right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and speak to us in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, not our will, but let your holy will be done. Lord, look on everyone who is listening in tonight. Oh, God, we pray a special prayer for them, that you will visit them where they are at the very moment. Oh, Lord Jesus, make your holy visitation. Lay your hand on them right now. Lord, bless them, Jesus, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Oh, Lord, we know that you can do everything.
Yes.
There's nothing impossible. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. We believe in you for miracles tonight. We believe in you, Lord God, for the healing of the sick. We believe in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We believe in you, Lord Jesus, for the saving of souls. Oh, Lord Jesus, for the souls repenting of their sins,
yes, Jesus,
turning their lives over to you. We are believing you, Lord.
Yes,
we are counting it as done, and we are giving you thanks right now, Lord. We are thanking you for your goodness towards
yes,
us.
Thank you.
You're hearing our prayer, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ministry. Yes, thank God. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. The woman's service. Oh, Lord, praying that you will continue to anoint her for your service, for your word tonight. Let the word have free course to us. We better reach somebody's heart, oh, God, and accomplish that for which you send it out. We believe it now, Lord God, and we count it as done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your trust. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're about to do. We believe it, Lord God, and we receive it. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. To the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hameen, that she may read the opening scripture.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I will be reading from the ninth number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the ninth number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I am reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Yet I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, thy presence, that I have maintained my right and my cause, thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked. I have put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destruction doth come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And just one more verse. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them. Song, which? Amen. Then I'll get out of the way.
Sing unto the Lord.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is an army fighting love. There is an army fighting love. There is an army fighting love. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, every chain, every chain. I hear the chain falling. I can hear the chain falling. Oh, I hear the chain falling. Great change, great, oh, great change, great, great change, great. There's power in the name of Jesus. Every change. Break every chain, to break every chain, every chain, every chain.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Brought back into the hands of evangelist.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for evangelist Khadija and the opening scripture that she read and that introduction that she sang.
Yes.
And that, for I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Oh,
yes.
You got to put everything into it. Whatever you do for God, you ought to put everything into it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he gave us the best that he had. He didn't hold anything back from us. Nothing good, hallelujah, that he could hold from us. But he gives us just what we need and a whole lot more. Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart.
Oh,
amen. I'm going to show forth the mark. Hallelujah. I don't want to be quiet about it. Glory
amen. Right.
I will open my mouth wide.
Why? Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Tell somebody. Yes, Lord. Marvelous work.
Hallelujah.
Singing and praising God brings about great blessings. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Some people don't even want to sing, but singing and praise can be very uplifting.
Amen.
And hallelujah. It may not feel like it, but just cry it. If you open your mouth and begin to sing, you'll be amazed at how God will lift your
spirit.
Praise God. I tell you, God is a mighty God. Not just God. I'm all stirred up, and I'm excited at what the Lord is doing. Amen. Praise God. Again, as I say, the word of God, that word of God is so powerful.
Amen.
It has the power to break every chain.
Lord,
He is the word of God. Isn't Jesus the word?
Yes.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He is the word, and there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be to God. If you need anything, you can speak it in the name of Jesus. There is power to break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I thank the Lord. I'm telling you, let us give God the glory that is due to his name. Let's sing praises. He is almighty. Hallelujah. Lord. I just thank the Lord for what he's already done and how he's moving. Praise the Lord. And he's pretty much been in service kind of like the three services a day that we started off in the morning service and the afternoon service, and now we're in a night service.
Thank you, God.
Is still moving by his power. Oh, praise be to God. But I'm going to get on out of the way of the speaker. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds and how the Lord has been blessing and anointing her, and she's been such a blessing to us. And at this time, we're going to ask all of you who are listening to turn your heart and your mind toward hearing from the Lord. Amen. Get rid of all your distractions, anything that can turn your attention away. But focus your attention right now on hearing from the Lord. And we ask to pray along with her as she brings forth the word of God. Amen. And at this time, the next voice you will hear will be that of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. God bless you, Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Let us turn our hearts to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Pray that you will have your way, that you will send your word, send that anointing, take full control. Let us feel thy presence. Help us to go forth in you today. Let your word reach some souls. Let it lift heavy burdens, enter the weak, heal the sick, and deliver the bound. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Running. Over high walls.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They're like running through the truth. He's mad, but I'm so glad about what the Lord is doing. He's blessing our souls. He's blessing other souls. He's blessing other souls. He's lifting heavy burdens. He's a way out of no way. He's opening up doors that are closed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thankful.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And radio broadcast.
Yes.
Somebody's has been lifted.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. 10 through 14. Also, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. We're using the King James Version of the Bible. And he spake a parable unto them to this name, that men are always to pray and not to faint. Skipping over to the templars, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican, that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, even as this other I tithe of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but he smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Thessalonians 5:17. And the Bible says, pray without ceasing. When we pray, we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, and we go to the Lord and ask by praise or by words of supplication to ask very earnestly to make supplication, prayer as to God for the Lord, and we pray. And the Bible also lets us know that any spiritual communion with God or communication with God, and that's how we pray. We have to make our petition known unto the Lord. We go to him in supplication. We go to him earnestly, making our supplications, prayers, as to God. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and we entreat him, and we have communication with God. Hallelujah. That's how we pray unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God does us in St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, the 31st verse, and the 32nd verse, and also 39 through 46. That's 31. And the Lord said, Simon, son, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, send him the brethren. The Lord was telling Simon that he had prayed for him. He said, Satan desires to have you. Satan wants you. He wants you to serve him. But I have prayed for you, that your faith fail not. And then he said in his word, and he, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. Then down to the 39th verse, the Bible says, and he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives. Jesus came out, and he went on to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, really, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, my will, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. You see, Jesus went on to the Garden of Eden. He knew, he knew that he had to pray. He knew what he was about to enter into. Hallelujah. The devil was trying him and didn't want it to go through. But he knew for what purpose that he came into the world. He came into the world to die for the sins of man. So he had tribulation. He knew he had to be tried, but he had to endure with what he did. He went before his father, and he prayed. He said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He wanted God's will to be done. And so for us, we have to want God's will to be done in our life. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, said, pray without ceasing. We have to pray always. We are being tested, and we are being tried, but we have to pray. unto him from head, centering him, that angel came and began to give him strength in his body, that he would be able to bear his best in God. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. He prayed so until the sweat ground as great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, from his communication with the Lord, that he was sending up to God, the Bible says it was calling to his disciples. He found them sleeping for sorrow. That was so sad that the Savior was about to leave them. And they just fell asleep. They couldn't even watch with him 1 hour. And the Bible says and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray. Let ye enter into temptation. We have to pray that we have to pray that we don't let Satan overtake us. We have to pray and send our supplication up before the Lord. Whatever it is we need, we got to communicate with God. We have to have a relationship with God. And we are related through prayer. The word of God. We have to seek the Lord. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto us. Whatever it is we need, we have to seek the Lord first. Acknowledge God first. Jesus went to our woman's soul and see if this is okay. Hallelujah. We have to learn to pray and send up our temper. Somebody sang a song that I'm sending up my temper every day. I'm praying every day because I want to be saved. I want to enter into the kingdom of God. I'm praying and having communication with my God. Hallelujah. And by himself, giving up. This is what Jesus did. He denied himself, willing to suffer for the Lord. But sometimes, you know, it's so fast to get in the way, and it don't want us to come down here. Don't want us to pray down here. Don't want us to fast. But we got to deny ourselves. We've got to accept the man, deny himself, and take up his cross and follow me. He cannot be my disciple. We got to be willing to deny self, to give up his own flesh. Hallelujah. We got to be willing. God has his way in our lives. Sometimes we go through many things down here. Thank you, Jesus. We go through a lot of things down here. But we have to continue and stay in prayer because prayer is the answer. That's my title tonight. Prayer is the answer. Don't stop praying. Whatever you do, don't stop praying. Keep praying. When trouble comes in your life, you just keep on praying. When things go wrong in your life, you just keep on praying. Don't stop. As the trials are going to come, but don't stop. Don't stop praying. Hallelujah. Think about Jesus. Think about what he did. Think about how he went on and suffered. Think about how he had to pray. He prayed hard. Hallelujah. There's too many people praying like that. Hallelujah. People now are saying pretty prayers. Hallelujah. They don't want to suffer. But I tell you, we have to make our communication with the Lord. Our supplication. We have to entreat the Lord. And that's what Jesus
want.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That the Lord will send his anointing upon you. It's the end of the road, but it's not the end. It's just a bit.
They will also
my look at this, because the devil is going to rise up against you, all for the sake of Christ, because you are serving the Lord. And the devil, he's got so much hatred in here. He don't want nobody to be saved. He don't want nobody to pray. He don't want nobody to endure temptation. But he want them to fall and give up throwing the towel. But I'm determined to stay with the Lord. I'm determined to go to God in prayer, because prayer is the answer. I'm determined not to stop praying. Prayer is my weapon. Prayer is what I use to communicate with God. Hey, hallelujah. We have to be determined that we are not going to let Satan win. We have to be determined that we're going to stay with the Lord and continue in prayer, because that is our answer. Faith is the answer. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 4:12. The Bible says, being resolved, we bless. Jesus was being resolved, but he didn't curse. Being defamed, the devil will defame your name. The devil will say all manner of evil against you. But it says, being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world. Oh, my God. I tell you, we are made of the world and are the offscouring of all things. Jesus, on this day, the devil can't stand the people of God. He can't stand when you name the name of Christ. He can't stand when you pray. He can't stand talk about Jesus. But we got to keep on talking about Jesus. Keep on forward in the Lord. We can't stop here. There's no stopping around here. But we got to continue in prayer. Prayer is the answer. Prayer is our reply when the devil tries our very soul to cause us to want to give up and throw in the towel. Prayer is our answer. We reply with prayer. We'll answer. He will deliver. Glory to God. I'm thankful unto the Lord for the great work that he has done in my life. But I got to keep praying. I got to pray. I got to try and to go forward in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Not worrying about these things down here. Not looking on these things down here. The Bible says, while we look not at these things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. They're only temporal, just for a period of time. But the things which are not seen are eternal. They're eternal. Glory to God. For our light for a moment working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Glory to the Lord. I can't stop praying. Hallelujah. If I can speak it verbally, I'll say in my mind, glory to God. I'll pray on the inside. Hallelujah. For I'll write a prayer. Glory to God. Whatever I have to do, I'll pray some kind of way. I'll make my communication and my supplication unto my God. For I know that he will answer. He will come to my rescue. He will work it out. He will deliver. Hallelujah. He'll make the way out of no way. He'll make a way that I He endured the shame for a wretch like you and I. Wherever you go, don't stop praying. You might be in prison, incarcerated. Don't stop praying. Pray anyway. You might be in a nursing home, but you can pray. Hallelujah. Institutionalized. But you can pray if you have to pray quietly. Pray anyway. Because prayer is the answer. Glory to God. He will come to your rescue. He will deliver. I thought about Peter when he was locked up in jail. The saints got together and they prayed. They communicated with God. They sent up their supplication and communication with God. And the Lord answered their prayer. He heard the prayer that they sent up. And he answered and delivered. He delivered Peter from behind the prison doors. Peter was standing at the door knocking. Hallelujah. And they got to the door. They were shocked that it was Peter. He was released from prison. And God can do the same for you and I. If we continue in prayer, if we don't stop, but keep on praying. Keep sending up your temper. Keep communicating with God. Keep denying yourself. And God will come to your rescue. And I say, come. That's right, early. And especially for his righteous people, God will come. And he will answer. Just give it over to Jesus. Whatever your situation is, whatever it is that you're going through, turn it over to Jesus and pray about it. Don't stop praying, but continue in prayer. And Jesus will work it out. He'll fix that situation in your life. You don't have to tell nobody about it. You can to the Lord and pray. And he won't tell nobody else, but he will come to the rescue, and he will deliver his victory situation, regardless of what it is. It may seem hard, but God can do it. He can fix it. The Lord has his way, and he will come to your rescue and answer your prayer, just as he did for the apostles and the saints of God. Just as he did for the old patriarchs. He came to their rescue. He heard them, delivered them out of all of their struggles. He delivered them out of every place that was going on. So continue. Don't stop praying. God bless you. Bow here to a word of prayer. And maybe someone out there in radio land. You need help, and you want help, well, we're going to pray for you today. And if you want to be saved, something in your life, maybe the Lord is dealing with you, and he's moving in your life, but you don't know how to surrender to the Lord. We're going to ask that you turn your heart and mind toward the Lord, because Jesus can work it out. He can show you what to do. Glory to God. He can fix every situation, everything that's going on. He can fix it. He can lift the burden that you've been carrying. He can move. Hallelujah. Just turn it over to Jesus. If you want him to change your mind, you want to be changed. You want to be sanctified. You want to be cleaned up. And you want to receive God's Spirit in you. We're going to ask that right now. If you take God at his word and believe him right now, as I'm speaking, take God at his word and believe in your heart that God is going to touch you, that God is going to work it out, that God is going to fix it. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And situations have gone, Lord, in the home of Lord.
Yes.
Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, look out here. We stop to that, Lord. They're going to help us, Lord.
Separated from the Lord. But again, praise that thou
line of communication. That's our main source. Amen. But when we need help, when we get in trouble, oh, hallelujah, we can call on the Lord.
Yes.
Yes. When the song's an operator, give me long distance.
Yes.
I need Jesus on the line.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Call him up. Tell him what you want.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God.
So thank prayer.
It is the answer.
Yes.
Don't stop praying. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I enjoy this beautiful message. It's so uplifting and so encouraging. Amen. Yes. My faith is in peace. Prayer will help your faith.
Amen.
You feel like your faith is getting weak and you just seem like you can't grasp that faith like you prayer. Constant prayer, constant communication with the Lord will help to increase your faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, yes, Lord. I tell you, I mean, this word got me stirred up.
All right.
Thought out how Daniel was cast in the lion's den because he had a communication with the Lord.
Yes.
And the enemy wanted to cut off that communication. Glory to God.
Amen.
But they were defeated. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Anytime you try to pray, the enemy will rise up. It's him to do everything he can to stop you from communicating with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But prayer is the answer.
Yes,
amen. Don't stop praying. So did they stop Daniel from praying?
No. No.
He didn't have any fear whatsoever.
Prayed
three times a day, no matter what they did.
Amen.
He got in the lion's den. He was praying. Hallelujah.
Yes,
they couldn't cut off that communication.
They
know that God. I'm stirred up. I feel like it's all right. No, I'm coming on in.
Amen.
Man, you stirred me up preaching that word like that.
So
praise God. I want to encourage you. The word of God. Amen.
Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're going to hear some remarks from Ben to do this.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word coming to the Avengers Nobel. And prayer is the answer. Encourage us. Don't stop praying. And I truly enjoy the word she preached under the anointing. And she was right. You know, the devil will tell you don't fast and don't pray or you got medical conditions and things going on. But that's what he wants to do.
Yeah,
he stopped that communication, like Evangelist Cummings began to bring out as well.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes the things that happen when there is trouble on every side,
God,
sometimes people get discouraged, and they're just like, well, I don't want to cry. I'm so upset that I can't. But the trying of our faith is worth its patience.
Yeah.
And if we continue to pray, he'll increase our faith for more. But I thank God, I can truly enjoy the word God through the lens, and God really did. I always did. You've been very much encouraged, and I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. You know that when we are looking for the second and the fourth person to number in your name, and we'll get back to you. We already have sent out somebody, but you still have a chance to get up.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for this broadcast on tonight, a pre-recorded message. And we thank you for tuning in to this Gospel Truth broadcast. Tune in again with us. We'll be back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you.